Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a very special impromptu version of Wrestling Track. We are live with Cecho. How you doing, man?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm good. But this is a very special impromptu little episode of Wrestling After Dark. We thank you guys for joining us tonight. And here we go. Okay. Brock Lesnar. Seth Rollins. Is this truly best for business?
Yes.
Why is that?
That's Brock Lesnar like a beast.
That's cool. But, like, Brock Lesnar, all right, this didn't bring it off. I'm just going to say, Brock Lesnar is a halftime nitwit, you know?
Yeah.
Because he's here today, he's the champion for a few months, he's gone. Where's Brock? I don't know where Brock is. Oh, Brock's on vacation. We got to defend this house. Mr. Man's an idiot for putting Brock Lesnar in a position he's not ready for. He's ready for it, but he can't handle it because he's part time. Like when the streak ended. Actually, the Undertaker's calling in the streak. I don't think Brock Lesnar was truly the man for that position. Who would you want to end the Undertaker's streak? He ends it all. Now, so like, who would you pick back? We can go back in time to end the Undertaker streak. Who would you pick to put him in retirement?
Well, I think somebody that would suspect to the Undertaker,
which would be
Michael.
I think I'm just going to say it for you. Daniel Bryan. That's what I think you would pick.
I'm going to pick Daniel Bryan.
That's too bad. You just said that.
I think Roman Reigns.
Why don't you just say that? Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns is the best wrestler. I mean, he's a bad egg. I mean, he's not the best wrestler. He's a bad egg. I mean, and he can kick out to like John Cena.
You just suck him up to Roman Reigns, aren't you?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's like, nom, 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 nom. All right,
hey,
it's awesome.
Hey, we talk about John Cena sometimes.
I do not. I can't stand John Cena. John Cena sucks. I can't say when he sucks. John Cena knows when he sucks, and he sucks with good. Wait, I just say that? Oh, well, that's where you are. John Cena sucks. And now, everybody knows, if you don't know, I'm going to bring up the speed. I started hating on John Cena from 2006, when he became a good guy. Now, John was the type of guy that told the people, mostly his boss, where to shove it, how far to shove it up there, and all that stuff. That's the John Cena I can roll with. I like that John Cena. John Cena in 2006 was more of a follow the rules good guy, and he stayed that way, and he can go back to being a bad guy. That's why John Cena, most importantly, most definitely sucks. That's my opinion. I know you don't really like John Cena either, you know? Now, what is your problem with Daniel Bryan?
Daniel Bryan is an overrated wrestler.
Overrated wrestler. Wow. That's kind of harsh.
No, it's not real. It's true. Not true.
So, according to your truth, should Daniel Bryan, should he ever come back to World Wrestling Entertainment, does he deserve a spot in any major storyline? Or should
he? No, he doesn't.
Do you think?
How? Because the thing that he never came, he never got to contender spot. Otherwise, he has to do contender spot. He's never do contender spot ever. Because he's a fan favorite, that's why.
So, according to you,
is he like John Cena or is he a hero?
So, according to you, he should just go away forever. Yes, indeed. Well, while we're talking while on the subject, Battleground is this Sunday. Not this Sunday, excuse me.
I have one question for you. Give me 10 reasons why you love festivals. And give me 2 reasons about his fans. 10 reasons.
Number one. he was ballsy. You know, Dusty Rhodes did some things that not a lot of wrestlers had the balls to do, good and bad. Like, one, come out with a ring gear of polka dots. No wrestler anywhere in any wrestling company has the balls to do that. Two, he's a freaking legend in the business. I don't know how you don't like the late Dusty Rhodes. I'm like, he paved the way pretty much every single wrestler in the business, along with Ric Flair, along with Steamboat, along with all these great legends. I love the storylines. Number three with Randy Orton, his own sons, Cody and Goldust, among the years. That's 3 out of 10. I can come up with 10 on the spot right now. Now, his passing. We're going to get real now. We're going to get serious now. His passing, which was Thursday, not too long ago, a couple weeks ago on Thursday. It was shocking to me. You know, Dusty Rhodes, legend in this business, and legends use throwing the word thrown around a lot. This dude was truly a legend. He did stuff that nobody, as I said, would have the guts to do. And he's playing for the Texas Bull Rope match. How do you not like that? What's your opinion about Dusty Rhodes?
I just felt like he was a good wrestler, and his passing was too shot.
Oh, yeah. Now, this is where you...
Wait, I'm finished. What are you talking about the parents? What do you think about the Nikki and Blue Brother situation? Do you think they should be still champions? Do you think that Chauncey and Nikki Bella have a storyline together?
They Chauncey and Nikki Bella should never, ever work together. That's distracting. Your girl. That's different. Becoming the wrestling ring where you work for a living and food on the table, that's distracting because you got your girl, you got your girl. It's one thing to be in the same building. It's nothing to work in the ring together doing anything. That's distracting. He's going to be staring. He's going to be looking at Nikki Bella. Oh, she looks good. I want to hit that tonight. And Nikki like, oh, he looked good. And you take your mind off the mat. You never put your mind on your girl when she's at ringside. That's a no-no. You just stay on business at hand. You feel me?
Now, I'm going to say this personally about Nikki Bella. I think, in my opinion, this girl is a gold digger. I said it. Because it drives anywhere flat broke.
I can't give you top 10. I'll give you top 3. Top 3. If John Cena went flat broke right now, flat broke, all of his access, all his stocks, all his miles, all that crap, if he went flat broke right now, Nikki Bella would pack up a $15 purse and hit the door. Bye-bye, Nikki Bella. Top number 2. She only in this for the money. She don't give a dang about John Cena's heart. She don't give a dang about and he cares for her. She wants kids. She doesn't. John Cena don't want kids. That's interesting. He likes kids. His fan base is kids, but he don't want children. So that's one thing. So then thirdly, Nikki Bella is a gold digger because she only in this for the money, as I said. John Cena don't have no money. If he has the money problem, see, let's say he has debts or something, she gonna stand by her man and support her man. She gonna hit the dough, excuse me. That's my top reason why Nikki Bella, in my opinion, and wrestling fans' opinion, is a gold digger. And sit you up, let's admit it. Wrestling has had some history of gold diggers, you know?
Yeah.
Professor Russell has had some history of gold diggers. We're going to just leave it to that. Now, Seth Rollins. Can he truly do this by himself? Can he beat Brock Lesnar at Battleground this Sunday, June 19th, and he beat Brock Lesnar by himself, on his own, solo? Can he do it? Can Seth, hang on, so we got Seth with difficulties here. Okay, can Seth. So he could, he just can't. Okay. Now, I think that Seth Rollins, he could be Brock Lesnar, he just can't be Brock Lesnar, because Brock Lesnar is freaking indestructible. And this guy, this is the same guy who retained the title with Broken Ribs. This is the same guy who also retired Undertaker. He broke Mystery Man's hip one time. Broke Triple H's arm, Shawn Michaels' arm. He's indestructible. Now, however, if you want to beat the beast, you know what you do. Brock Lesnar has a history of stomach problems. What you do is you go and you attack the stomach, the midsection, the stomach area, multiple times. That's how you can conquer the beast, Brock Lesnar. Speaking of battleground, ladies and gentlemen, you could go to the network and pay $9.99 a month. Or you can go to our website, WrestlingTrack.com, click on live stream, watch Battleground and other pay-per-views for free. Just saying, it's better than the network a little bit. C-Trip, your opinion, sir. The McMahon family. Can WWE be in this business forever?
Yeah.
So you're saying WWE can belong to the McMahon slash LeVec family forever?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I think that too. Let's be real. No, they're not going to sell the company. This company has been born into blood, sweat, and tears. I mean that literally. Literally, blood, sweat, and tears has birthed WWE. They've been through hell and back with this company. And I'll be dang. You're going to have to pry it from their cold hands to buy it from them. Mr. McMahon, in 2001, took a calculated risk. Storyline tonight, took a calculated risk. It was Team WWE versus Team Alliance. There's no, if you lose, we'll try again. If you lose, try the business. What side were you on at Survivor Series 2001? Damn right. Yeah, but this is a brand new podcast, so. This is a brand new podcast, so most people didn't even hear about it. But I will tell you this. If it had not been for The Rock and Team Alliance, or Team World Wrestling Federation at the time, we would watch WWE's Monday Nitro rather than Monday Night Raw. Well, there was a time in 2001 where The Rock chose between WWE or WCW, the Alliance. Now, if you were The Rock, C-Trip, would you pick Legacy with WWE, or you pick a fresh start with the Alliance? Who would you pick if you were The Rock choose that day?
I'd probably pick John Cena.
John Cena wasn't even around at the time.
I'm
talking about
WCW. I would try to pick Goldberg,
so I could go back
and
see how the right turn. No, I'm talking about you had Alright, I'm breaking down to you. Break it down for you. The Rock had to make his choice. Join WCW.
Donald
Pitt. Exactly, yeah. I don't know where you was going with that, but yeah.
I'm thinking of something else.
Because I had no say with where you was going with that. That, yeah, you would pick tradition. You would pick because The Rock had his grandfather, his father, the World Wrestling Federation. With WCW, he had that going on. That could be a fresh start. Once you make your choice, there's no turning back. The point of this, ladies and gentlemen, is Brock Lesnar. This Seth Rollins has to prove, this is what he says himself, he has to prove he can beat Brock Lesnar on his own. There's no other way out of this. You have to do this. Prove to the authority, prove to the world you are the diamond as we hoped you can be. So, that's the question.
Self-state, I think, anybody in the field of myself.
But we gonna find out. I want to see this. It's
going to be fucking first round, so what's the point?
Yeah, that's right. Now, last time Brock Lesnar got screwed, which is why Brock Lesnar was suspended, suspended because of his temper. You know, we don't know the real reason why he's suspended, but according to the storyline, he's suspended because he's throwing camera guys, throwing ring announcers, and all that crap. He got screwed out of a rematch. So Brock Lesnar, as I said time and time again, was contractually owed a rematch. He's getting his rematch July 19th at Battleground. Now, NXT, how good does the future look for NXT to you? You still with us?
Hello?
Yeah, technical difficulties here. I said NXT, how good does the future look for NXT right now?
I don't know. What are your thoughts on it?
I haven't seen it lately, but I think it's good. We got new talent. We got fresh people in there.
I never saw NXT in my life.
But you need to start watching. Everybody needs to start watching. You can watch on the network.
Honestly. What show is it on?
It is free on your phone, on your computer. It's not free, but it's $9.99.
Oh,
it's only $9.99. Yeah, $9.99. You have to use credit card, of course.
Oh, really? Tell me more.
Hey, you can download on your Google Play Store and download the app. You don't download the app, don't you?
No, I never download
the
app. Can you tell me more?
You go to your Google Play Store. You download the wrestling app. You just click install, and the moment you have the World Wrestling Entertainment app, it's awesome. Thank God Michael Cole, thank God he kind of threw away with that. That kind of got redundant. Now, well, this is kind of cool, though. The app does give you the gateway to the network. It's $9.99 a month. Now, on pay-per-view nights, you could buy that. Or you go to our website, WrestleTracks.Wix.com/WTracks. WrestleTracks.Wix.com/WTracks. You're on short soon. Click on our live stream tab. You can watch every wrestling pay-per-view that's on. We have our live stream synced every, I don't know what that's, you know, every month is synced. Fresh pay-per-views. Live, everyone starts with a dime. It's going to be free. It's going to be awesome. What is your favorite pay-per-view of all time?
WrestleMania 2000.
I like that one. I've actually looked on Amazon.com. I looked at Amazon.com. I can't even find WrestleMania 2000. It's like a lot of money. What's the cheapest place you can get WrestleMania 2000?
This match was Jeff Hardy, and the article was
where
the
Dudley
versus Agent Christian.
It was. You tell people what's the cheapest place you can buy the DVD if you collect WrestleMania DVDs. What's the cheapest website, cheapest place you can get WrestleMania 2004?
I can't think of
it. Amazon, probably. Yeah, try that one. But man, I tell you, WrestleMania 2000 is pretty good. Now, my favorite WrestleMania. Or this WrestleMania past, WrestleMania 31, which I completely missed the entire event, if you were like me. Now, if you come...
WrestleMania 32.
Oh, yeah. Right here in Dallas, Texas, by the way, at the AT&T Stadium. We did not give away tickets. So don't ask, don't call. We're not going to do that. What we can do is give information. Now, we will give away a free pizza to the winner of our monthly or yearly wrestling quiz, and we decided we're going to do it once a year. And the rules are very simple. You can log on to twitter.com/wrestlingtracks, and once a year we're going to give you a 5 wrestling questions, wrestling quiz. If you can answer all 5 questions, we're going to do it hourly. question number one, next hour question number two, next hour question number three, and so on and so forth. If you can answer all five questions correctly, no internet whatsoever, can't use the internet at all, you get a free pizza. The order will be predetermined. Give us your address at wrestlingthetracks.gmail.com. We will only use your address for this purpose. And once your address or your pizza ships to your house, we'll delete the email. So, if you have what it takes, you think you're tough enough to give the quiz to you next year, think you're tough enough. Do these kids have it? Do these kids have what it takes to become a superstar or a diva? C12.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen Tough Enough yet?
Tough Enough?
Yeah, Tough Enough.
I plan not to watch it.
You plan not to watch it?
Yeah.
Why not?
It seems boring.
Man, how is that boring? They put these kids through hell.
No, not really. They are true people.
Okay, I'll give you that.
What's the point of you watching something and people already too paid for this for the thing?
That's kind of messed up they do that, though.
No, what they do is they make a contest over it, and then they take these people. Because I was like, how do all these people not even amateurs? All of them are, like, overbuilt. And then I was noticing it, and then I said, wait a minute. That's when I realized it. And that I found some people who affiliated with was wrestler.
Yes,
that's what I feel like. They did the quakes and stuff, and they picked them to be something up, but they don't have to do a PD on stuff because they're already picked, and they have a contest over it to show the world fights for some good ratings.
So basically, it's more like favoritism. That's interesting. So it's like favoritism now. Wow. So it's like favoritism.
That's why
Mitchell
was like, oh, even you guys
are really keeping
in the company.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
On example, remember before you checked on the country, remember
they had
the camera?
They had a who camera?
Remember Cameron was eliminated first and tough enough. And I know when she was being the winner tough enough.
Yeah, I remember that.
I'm like, how did that happen? We were eliminated first and then become the winner tough enough.
Wait, that big guy, whatever, Tough Enough. That big guy, and Andy something.
They got rid of him. Andy was the
one in that match. He had one dang match.
He didn't have a match.
So, by the way,
I was watching some podcast. If you've seen Chris Jericho's podcast, I wanted a comment on there that says, oh, this is boring. Let me tell you, Jabroni, something. Podcasting is simply talking, okay, guys? If you think it's boring, log off. Very simple, right? Exactly. Podcasting takes a whole lot of work, a whole lot of planning, but just be respectful. If it's boring to you, find somewhere else to be. I just want to get that out there because people have been really ticking me off about how boring podcasting is. But anyway, it doesn't tick me off more than people think wrestling is fake. For the love of God, Can we please, once and for all, just give these wrestling critics proof how wrestling is scripted, but it's not fake? That ticks me off, you know? And we got technical difficulties here. Testing 1, 2. Okay. Like, C2L, people have criticized wrestling for, what, thousands of years, right?
Yeah.
So, especially professional wrestling. Now, professional wrestling might be scripted, but I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, I can assure you, it is not fake. It's kind of hard for a ball or a baseball bat rubbing across somebody's skull to be fake. Why do people see that fake,
C12? Because they can't go through it.
Yeah.
That kind of thing can play too. If you couldn't go to a wheelchair and get hit in the back of staples.
And then on top of that, you need stitches. And I know people, if you've been wrestling say, why don't you get hit with a baseball bat, rocking ball wire? You get backdrop, body backdrop on thumbtacks, and have thumbtacks in your back have to be pulled out inch by inch. You get hit with a ladder in your face and you get to tell us if wrestling is fake. People that die in this business right there in that square circle, ladies and gentlemen. Like, I remember not too long ago, Jared the King Lawler had a heart attack on national television. That was not part of the entertainment. That was a live moment. Wrestling might be scripted, but I can promise you it's not fake at all. That's a very disrespectful feeling to people saying that it's fake. Now, you will talk about fake.
Now, this is off topic, but the police came out to this other wrestling company. That's not really wrestling. The Ultimate Surrender, I was reading about it the other day.
No. My mother listened to this, dang it. We're not going to talk about it then. Now, I will just give you a very little 5 second opinion about that. Those who don't know what Ultimate Surrender is, just look it up and you will be surprised. Because I almost said I'm hoping this is the show. Now, I'm going to talk about that. All right, I will give you something about Impact Wrestling. How do you feel about Impact Wrestling lately?
I haven't liked it.
You haven't?
No.
Why not?
I don't know, it just hasn't been in my blood lately.
It's gotten boring, isn't it?
Well, no, I just haven't had the time to watch it.
Oh, you need a lot of time to watch it, man. This is awesome on Wednesday night. Live, Destination America.
But the Wednesday night, but we can do with the
Wednesday night wars. That's really very interesting a little bit. And let's not forget about, we got 2 minutes left. Let's not forget about, Ring of Honor, Impact Wrestling, Lucha Libre. The people over at Lucha Libre, whatever you call it. It's very interesting. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time. We have 2 minutes and counting left. People are calling in like crazy right now. We're sorry you're not going to call. What you can do, email us, wrestlingtracks@gmail.com, wrestlingtracks@aol.com, tweet us @wrestlingtracks@twitter.com right now. We'll answer your questions next Thursday. Since you'll be in the house, we got to go. Monday, I'll be here, right here at Wrestling Tracks from our Dallas, Texas studios. Since you'll, thanks for being with us. See you guys next time on Wrestling After Dark.